You know, there's a lot of really great things about YouTube, specifically all the how-to and educational videos that are basically all over the service. If you want to know how to do anything from like unplugging a toilet to installing a smart light bulb to you name it, it's there on YouTube, along with all those horrible hate videos, conspiracy videos, and stuff that would make most parents shudder. That's why YouTube is spending so much time focusing on a new initiative called youtube.com/learning. I'm Jefferson Graham. This is Talking Tech. Let's talk about it. The learning offering is where YouTube is trying to do something different. It's trying to curate a section with editorial control showcasing the best of what's on YouTube, unlike everything else, which is automatically generated. YouTube gets 500 hours of new videos uploaded every minute. So that's more than any human can ever come up with. So what's YouTube doing? Well, they're going out and spending money to get great learning content on the service, using stars like Robert Downey to discuss artificial intelligence, Michelle Obama to do a book club, and National Geographic and other producers are involved as well. It's some pretty good stuff, and what's new in 2020 is learning playlists that YouTube creators can add to their content to be totally focused on an actual lesson plan, beginning, middle, and end, without any "this is other stuff that you might want to watch" type of distractions that's all over YouTube. I applaud YouTube for what they're doing. I don't know that this is going to take away from some of the really bad stuff that's on YouTube, but I wish they would do more stuff like this to help weed that crap away. I'm Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. What are your thoughts? Look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio, and I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.